Well, good afternoon, and thanks for tuning in to Business Today with the MBA. I'm your host, Karen Torres, Executive Editor of the MBA Business Magazine. And I'd like to welcome a special guest to the studio, Pete Austin, Vice President of E.E. Austin and Son Incorporated, one of the oldest and largest general contractors in the tri-state region. Welcome, Pete. We're glad you could join us.
Hi, Karen. Thanks. Great to be here.
Well, the MBA has a wonderful relationship with E.E. Austin, and we're happy to have you here to discuss your take on the state of the construction industry and the exciting projects your firm is working on. So before we get started with everything, we'd like to familiarize our listeners with a little bit about your background. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience.
Well, I am a fifth generation of the Austin family in our business. I am a lifelong Erie resident, grew up in Fairview, went to college at Cornell University, worked for our construction company coming out of college, then worked for a couple construction companies in Baltimore and Washington, D.C. I then got a law degree at the University of Akron. And when I was studying for the Pennsylvania bar exam, I started working for our family company again. And although I passed the bar exam, I never practiced law. I just grew into working for our company.
Well, that's a pretty exciting journey you've had. I'm glad you come back.
Yeah. Everyone ends up coming back, don't they? I'm very happy to be back. My wife Amanda and I are raising two little girls. Nettie, age two, and Willa is about to turn four, and we love the area and think it's a great place to raise a family.
Absolutely. Well, you have your hands full, but you also have your hands full with some exciting projects at E.E. Austin. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the company. So for 116 years, I understand, E.E. Austin has been providing quality construction services, and that's in Northwest PA and Southwest New York. So tell our listeners a little bit how the company got its start.
Yeah, well, E.E. Austin was a farmer in Phillipsville, PA, which is a small town between Erie and Wattsburg. And in 1906, E.E. moved with his wife, his son, and his three daughters from the farm in Phillipsville to Erie to assure his children a good education. And he brought with him a couple teams of horses and opened up his business. It was originally on 731 East 6th Street, which is close to where the Bayfront connector hit 6th Street. His headquarters back then were real humble, served as his house, his shop, and his warehouse. And originally, he used his team of horses to excavate roads, and he hired carpenters to build houses. Now, his EE's primary focus became building homes until he was joined by his son, Clemont Robert Austin I, not to be confused with Clee, my dad, who is the current chairman of the board. And Clee attended Carnegie, what back then was Carnegie Institute of Technology, is Carnegie Mellon now, and graduated with a degree in building construction in 1914. And after serving as a building inspector for Navy warehouses and barracks being built in Norfolk, Virginia in World War I, Clee returned to Erie in 1919. And when he came back, E.E. Austin and Son kind of started its direction of building commercial projects. And eventually, commercial projects became our company's sole focus. And Clee the First also opened up a ready-mix concrete plant in 1930. Which continues to operate as Austin Serval Concrete.
Well, that's very impressive. I wanted to ask you, because I did not realize you're on your fifth generation of the Austin family, but who's involved in the day-to-day operation? Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Well, Clee Austin, who's Clemont Robert Austin III, is my father, and he stepped down as company president at the end of 2021. After 45 years in the role as president. Clee remains the chairman of the board and continues to come into the office on a reduced work schedule. Chuck Jenkins, who's a 40-year veteran of our company, stepped into the president's role and became the first company president not with the last name Austin. And then I'm Pete Austin. I'm the fifth generation of the Austin family, and I'm the vice president of the company.
Well, that's a long time with Clee and Chuck and the history of your family involved in this business. And I think that's a good gauge of what's going on, you know, in the market and the industry today. How would you describe the state of the construction industry presently?
I think the construction industry continues to be robust in our region. We see a good mix of public and private projects underway in the Erie area and good opportunities to bid work in the future. Like many industries, we face frustrations with supply chain issues and delays, inflation, but the demand for commercial construction projects is encouraging.
Well, that's good news, and good news for our area and our economy. Tell us a little bit more about the projects that you're working on.
We have a number of projects we're working on right now. Some of them, I'll just give you a list of some of them that we're working on. They include a substantial addition and renovation at Fairview High School, phase three improvements at the Richard S. Wasilewski Water Treatment Plant in Mill Creek, phase two renovation at the Northwest PA Collegiate Academy, which is the former academy building on 26. Additions and renovations at New Motors in Western New York. We're finishing up some renovations at Dunkirk Central School, phase two facility upgrades. We're working at Erie Wastewater Treatment Plant, their headworks improvements, but there's also a facility rehab we're doing there. We're finishing up the general trades at Penn State Barron's Erie Hall, which is their big new athletic facility that they're redoing. And we're also starting the general trades work at the Erie Children's Museum addition and renovation.
And well, that's good news for our area, especially the kids in our area.
We appreciate that too. My dad has sent all of our grandkids through there, and that's going to be an exciting project.
Well, we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to the finished product. What I would like to know a little bit about is the difference, the Austin difference. It's something that really sets you apart. Tell us, our listeners, a little bit more about that and what it means.
Yeah, the Austin difference is based upon the main rule that we live by as a company. And that rule is do the right thing all the time. We hang our hats on our integrity, our technical competence, and consistent quality. We have the most professional project managers. We have knowledgeable superintendents and skilled workers. When Austin's on the job, the owner can worry about running their business and let us worry about the construction project. And that's the service we deliver. It just, we'll take care of it.
Well, it certainly stood the test of time. I can say that. Pete, is there anything else you wanted to mention that our listeners would be interested in learning about EE Austin & Son?
No, thanks, Karen. I just appreciate being here. Great to talk to you.
Well, it's been great talking to you, Pete, and thanks for all that great information. And it can also be found in the November Spotlight Q&A of the NBA Business Magazine at nbabizmag.com. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. This is Karen Torres signing off for Business Today with the NBA. Have a great afternoon.